broadcast from the studios of Alive 90.5 and syndicated on The Wolf with Big Stu and MJ. This is Planet Country.
Hello and welcome to Australia's most popular country music radio program. It's Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. I am the Audio DJ 4000 and tonight's show is the Music for a New Generation Awards special. The guys are announcing the MFang winners in all 8 categories as well as industry recognition awards. Before we begin, let's recall the excitement from last year's awards.
Welcome to the Music for a New Generation Awards.
The best new international artist of 2016 is Maren Morris. Best Australian male artist is Troy Kent.
The best international female artist is Carrie Underwood. The best international male artist is KU. Australian female artist is Caitlin Shadbolt.
The best Australian group or duo, Deep Creek Road.
And the best new Australian artist is
Missy Lancaster.
The winner of Best International Group or Duo 2016 is Loaded Georgia Line.
The winner of the fan voted most popular Australian artist is Troy Kemp.
Troy Kemp, how does it feel?
Unbelievable. I'm still trying to get over it, to be honest. The awards were announced, so I sort of got online and put up a massive thank you and acceptance speech.
And now the 2017 Music for a New Generation Awards. Please welcome your hosts, Big Stu and MJ.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes, good evening and welcome to the Music for a New Generation Awards 2017, the MFangs. And MJ, how about that flashback to last year's awards? We had a lot of fun. This is our favourite show of the year.
It absolutely is, Big Stu. Without a doubt, our favourite show of the year. How excited was Kemby to win? I hope this year's winners are as thrilled as Troy as was last year.
Yes.
I've heard a few of them are tuned in a bit early. They cannot wait.
They can't wait. I'm sure they'll be just as excited. And of course, all 8 categories of awards have been fan voted. So whoever wins has their fans to thank for making it happen.
Exactly. And we do have a surprise for you guys, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to add in 2 new categories.
Yes.
For industry and media impact. Boom.
You've got to say it like that.
Impact. Impact. See a voiceover history there? Impact.
Yeah.
Anyway, on with the show. So, yes, the Industry and Media Impact Awards that the Planet Country team, we got together, we settled down, we said, right, who has impacted the industry the most and who has impacted the media side of things the most?
Mm.
And we can't wait to reveal these winners because I think, mate, we're in for a big show.
Absolutely. There is so much to come on our night of nights. Let's kick off with the very first award by recapping the nominations.
New international artist, Lindsay L.
Don't keep me waiting on you.
Brett Young.
In case you didn't know, baby, I'm crazy about you.
Luke Combs.
Oh, Lord, when it rains, it pours.
Devin Dawson.
Baby, put it all on me.
Walker Hayes.
Yeah, what can I say, baby? Broke up with me.
Temecula Road.
What if I kiss you? Tell me what you do. Would you be holding out all night?
Okay, the nominees are all fantastic artists with huge futures, there's no doubt about that. But the fans have voted and there is a winner. We have the official envelopes containing all of the winners, and MJ, you've got the envelope for our first award in your hand.
Yes, Big Stu. I'm not reading off a teleprompter, ladies and gentlemen. I just thought I had to do my impersonation. I love it.
You've got to say something like, the Academy describes, the dictionary defines, quality as...
The dictionary defines new as something that has not been seen before.
Ah.
So these artists have not been seen before, Big Stu. That's right. They're fresh off the block.
Okay.
As in, Cam Scott's the block. They were contestants.
Yeah, gotcha.
How long until we see reality show contestants become artists?
I think people are waiting for you to open the envelope.
All right. I actually do have an envelope. See?
There you go.
I'm generally got an envelope.
Is there anything in it?
Winning lotto tickets. I wish. No, ladies and gentlemen, you ready? Big
yep.
Stu, do we have a drum roll this year?
No,
please?
We don't. There's no drum roll,
never,
MJ.
Never fulfill my request.
Okay.
I'll stop that.
Self-drum roll.
Alrighty, I have the envelope. So you've got to build the anticipation. It's the first award. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, you voted for in the MFang Award for 2017 for new international artist, Brett Young.
An elbow injury brought Brett Young to music from a promising baseball career, and the future looks just as bright for the Californian singer-songwriter. A meteoric rise following multiple independent releases, Young has now captured the interest from country music fans with his sweet vocals and catchy tunes about love. A star on the rise and a deserved winner of New International Artist, Brett Young.
Hey, what's up? It's Brett Young.
I can't count the times almost said what's on my mind, but I didn't. And just the other day, I wrote down all the things I'd say, but I couldn't. I just couldn't. Baby, I know that you've been wondering. Here goes nothing, in case you didn't know. Baby, I'm crazy about you, and I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you. Even though I don't tell you all the time, you had my heart a long, long time ago. In case you, that second glass of wine that did it. There was something about that kiss, girl, it did me in. Got me thinking, I'm thinking, all of the things that I've been feeling. This life without you, even though I don't tell you all the time, you had my heart a long, long time ago. In case you didn't know, you got all of me. I belong to you, yeah, you're my everything. About you, I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you. Even though I don't tell you all the time, you had my heart a long, long time ago.
Congratulations to Brett Young for winning New International Artist. NJ, this guy is going places.
In case you didn't know that.
I knew you'd do that.
Look, it's an awards show, but you still got to get our signature comedy, as someone described us on a description on some podcast thing.
Signature comedy.
Yes, signature comedy, Big Stu. I think he's already there, to be honest. Brett Young has had a credible launch to his career, and I can't wait to see what comes. He's built a huge following as an independent artist, and he's now signed to the Big Machine label group, who we know can take artists to the top.
Well, they're big, and they only deal with artists that are going to be big.
I predict a great career ahead.
And Aussies love him, and speaking of Australians, that is our next category.
New Australian artist, Josh Setterfield.
Lighting up my heart. I was feeling the
Natalie Pearson.
These strangers.
Cassidy Ray Gator.
All the pics we're taking of a life we're faking, just putting on a show.
Ellen Amy.
I'ma make you jealous, jealous. Oh, I can't help it, help it, no.
Route 33.
Cause I won't tell if you don't tell.
just meet me at the water.
Johnny Taylor.
You should know by now that I won't let you down.
Alrighty, Big Stu.
You're paying attention.
I am paying attention.
You're on your phone like all the youngins are.
Because everyone's blowing about how amazing Brett Young is. See?
Ah, yeah, it's good.
No, in reality, I'm just trying to make sure I spread the M-Fang cheer. Forget Christmas. It's not yet. Okay. Still got a few weeks away.
Now, speaking about the Australian new artist.
This is a very interesting category, Big Stu. These artists work so hard to break through in the industry, and each of the nominees has a different story to tell.
Yeah.
They haven't all been cut from the same mold, which is great for the future of Australian country music.
Yeah, they're a diverse mix, that's for sure, with different sounds, but all have growing fan bases, which is great. MJ, who has secured the most votes to win New Australian Artist, The Envelope, Please?
And in award show fashion, the envelope has not been given to me. Because the envelopes are next to me and I don't have an
assistant. You've got to shuffle all the other envelopes and find a new Australian artist. Do you have it?
New Australian Artist hidden under our M-Fang Shattered CD, which we have here in the studio. Check out Instagram. I'm about to post a photo up there on that. But the New Australian Artist opening the envelope, Big Stu.
Mm-hmm.
They always put it too close to their microphones, don't they, on the real shows, on the TV shows. We're a radio show.
They usually bump the mic, yeah.
Exactly. The New Australian Artist, ladies and gentlemen, voted by you, voted by Australians, and a few Americans and Kiwis as well. Can't get the envelope.
There were, which was interesting.
Can't get the paper open.
Okay, open it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Cassidy Reigator.
As a self-confessed perfectionist, Cassidy succeeds at the many artistic endeavours she applies herself to. From acting and singing in musical theatre, modelling and dancing, the energetic singer-songwriter also found time to complete her Bachelor of Music and release a debut EP full of impressive songs set to a new country beat. With a legion of fans in her hometown of Adelaide and beyond, Cassidy Reigator has announced herself to the country music industry as winner of New Australian Artist.
Hey, I'm Cassidy Reigator, and you're listening to Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ.
A little expansion to a big mansion ain't what you need. Or a fancy-ass bar, just hop in your car, go to Dino's down the street. Better not to have fame when they know your name in your little hometown. You get that spotlight on you, they might disown you around there anyhow. So don't you envy, don't you boast, we're all sailing in the same old boat. All the pics we're taking of a life we're faking, just putting on a show. So don't compare what you've got, or forget your mama's advice. Wanting everything pretty is a real kind of pity if it ruins your life. A new sports car won't take you too far if you're riding all alone. Cause who's going with you makes all the difference if your target's blown. So find some friends you like in real life, not on the world wide waste of time. Just keep on drinking, no more butting into someone else's life. So don't you envy, don't you boast, we're all sailing in the same old boat. All the pics we're taking of a life we're faking, just putting on a show. So don't compare what you got, forget your mama's advice. Wanting everything pretty is a real kind of pity if it ruins your life. So don't you envy, don't you boast, we're all sailing in the same old boat. All the pics we're taking of a life we're faking, just putting on a show. So don't compare what you got, forget your mama's advice. Wanting everything pretty is a real kind of pity if it ruins your life. Don't compare what you've got, or forget your mama's advice. Wanting everything pretty is a real kind of pity if it ruins your life. Wanting everything pretty is a real kind of pity if it ruins your life.
New Australian Artist of 2017, Cassidy Reigator, with Putting on a Show on Planet Country. And there are two awards in the M-Fangs Inn, we are, and the excitement is real. The next award is always hotly contested. It's the International Female Artist. Here are the nominees.
International Female Artist, Lindsay L.
Don't keep me waiting on you.
Kelsey Ballerini. Jesse James Decker.
I'm a Southern girl,
Daniel Bradbury. Lauren Alina. Maren Morris.
Yeah, I could use a love song.
Wow, how good are the female artists this year? They're good every year, but gee, a new generation, I'd say, of female artists coming through. And I have the envelope. It's my turn to do one of these. The envelope is in front of me. Do I have to make the sound like you did, MJ, with the...
It just adds legitimacy, Big Stu.
Okay, I have the envelope in front of me, and the international female artist winner is Kelsey Ballerini. When Taylor Swift left country, she endorsed Kelsey Ballerini as her successor. With big shoes to fill, the Tennessee native broke records and glass ceilings, becoming the first female artist to top the Billboard chart in 9 years. More records tumbled and Ballerini became a headline touring artist. Her second album chronicles the rollercoaster ride her life has taken in the past few years, forever linked to Australia by marrying our own country star. Her fans here consider her an honorary Aussie and have voted her international female artist.
What's up? It's Kelsey Ballerini, and I cannot wait to come hang out with you guys again in March.
They're gonna say I fell too fast. They're gonna say it's never gonna last. And before it's too late, I should just back away. Yeah, they're gonna say that he ain't the kind to hold my hand. He ain't gonna try to understand nothing under the surface. He's just looking for a pretty face, but they got it all wrong. I got it all right. They say they just don't see it, but I saw it at first sight. And I'm unapologetically in love, and that's unapologetically enough.
Kelsey Ballerini, who is heading back to Australia for CMC Rocks and also a one-only show, all-ages show, in fact, in Sydney at the Metro. I think it's on the 20th. Is that
20th
right?
of March. Tickets, I believe, may have already been on sale for pre-sale members.
They'll go quick.
I have to double check. I may have missed out on tickets. I hope not.
And, of course, she got married, didn't she? It was the big wedding happened.
Yes. Oh, my God.
In Mexico. And Kelsey wore bare feet. So, well, you know, not that you can wear bare feet.
Was
but
on the sand?
She had no shoes on. So, you know, bare feet. You know what I mean by
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Was she on the sand, though? Like, how
yeah,
do you wear
I,
bare
I
feet?
Believe it was on the beach in Mexico.
Well, that's the only time you can excuse it. Because you don't want sand in your shoes. But if you're anywhere else, shoes, ladies and gentlemen, come on.
We have evolved.
We lived in a civilized society.
I wonder if any of the Australian female artist nominees are planning on a barefoot wedding. We probably can't ask them that, but let's find out who the nominees are.
Australian female artist, Christy Lamb. Caitlin Shadwell.
I'm gonna miss your kiss. I won't sit around and reminisce.
Melanie Dyer.
You said that love ain't gonna cost a thing, but I said my heart broke on you.
Rachel Farham.
We'll paint the sky with confetti, yeah, yeah.
Missy Lancaster. Jody Doreen.
I hear folks saying how life's a bitch. Well, they ain't been living it to a bridge.
Alrighty, Big Stu. Very anticipated for this one. It's very hotly. I mean, all the Australian ones were hotly contested just simply because they were telling their fans, hey, I'm nominated. Can you vote for me?
That's right. Can you please vote for me? I have the envelope in my hand. I'm opening it. The piece of paper inside Australian Female Artist, it says as I open it, the winner of Australian Female Artist for this year, MFanger winner, is Christy Lamb. From being the first artist interviewed on Planet Country to winning a golden guitar, the rise and rise of Christy Lamb continues. With long stretches on the road supporting Lee Kernaghan and releasing her second album, this year has been a big one for Christy. The multi-instrumentalist has matured into a powerful songwriter with a voice to match. The rock chick has conquered a competitive category to claim Australian Female Artist.
Hi, this is Christy Lamb, and you're listening to Big Stu and MJ on Planet Country.
If you think I'm gonna sit at home crying on all your pictures all alone, you better think again. If you think I'm waiting by the phone ready to die in love, but trust me, that ain't happening. I'm over you. There's only one.
Fly!
You're listening to Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. Apparently during their recent holidays, they went skinny dipping in the fountain.
Ugh.
Next to the food court.
Ugh.
During lunchtime.
No matter what your age, most of us played sport when we were young. And there was always one thing that made you want to disappear into the corner or even give up your chosen sport. And that was when somebody on the sideline hurled abuse at either you or a teammate or an official. These are things that make sport so painful for so many kids, and the time has come to stop it. I'm Usman Khawaja from the Australian cricket team. My message is a simple one. Let kids be kids. Let them enjoy their sport. Find out more at playbytherules.net.au.
Hi, James Rain here, Ambassador for the Leukemia Foundation. Every hour, someone is diagnosed with leukemia, lymphoma, or myeloma. And every 2 hours, someone loses their life to blood cancers. You can help the Leukemia Foundation by making a donation, volunteering, payroll giving, joining or hosting a Leukemia Foundation event, or leaving a gift in your will. The Leukemia Foundation. Call 1-800-620-420 or visit leukemia.org.au. And remember, great things happen when Australians give.
Now back to your favourites.
Big Stu and MJ with Planet Country.
Hey, that's us. Now we're halfway through the MFANG Awards. A reminder too, we have two Planet Country Awards for Media and Industry Impact to present tonight.
Impact, Big Stu.
That's right, Impact as well. But the next category we're up to is International Male Artist. Here's the nominees.
International Male Artist. Tommy Sret. Brett Eldridge.
I finally found something I'm good at.
Kane Brown.
Now all I want to do is make my hometown proud. Make my hometown proud.
Kev Moore.
Hold your hand, grab a piece of land and raise a few more girls like you.
Luke Bryan.
Rest. That's what your parents said when we were falling in love. It's too fast.
Sam Hunt.
Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand.
It's a category full of our favourites. MJ, one of the closest categories is this one. Lots of votes for lots of those artists.
It was like a newborn baby. It tossed, it turned, it cried, it screamed, it shouted, it pooped. But did at the end really? Of the day, ladies and gentlemen, the envelope is open. You guys voted for the impossibly good-looking Luke
yes.
Bryan.
A genuine superstar of country music, Luke Bryan continues to remain relevant as styles and sounds come and go within the diverse genre. The Georgia-raised singer has amassed 13 number one hit singles and sold over 7 million albums. His fans stretch around the world with some of the most vocal down under. After topping fan polls for most wanted to tour in recent years, Aussies will finally get their man when Bryan headlines CMC Rocks in 2018. Congratulations to the international male artist, Luke Bryan.
What's up, Australia? It's Luke Bryan here.
That's the kind of car you want to drive when you're 16 fast. That's the kind of boys that you want on your home team fast. Yeah, you think you're gonna catch your big dreams just like that fast. And here you are, looking back. 60 seconds now feels more like 30. Tick-tock won't stop and round it goes. Sand through the glass sure falls in a hurry, and all you keep trying to do is slow it down. Soak it in, keep trying to make the good times last as long as you can. But you can't, man, it just goes too fast. That's what your parents said when we were falling in love. It's too fast. There ain't no way the two of us were ever gonna last. But we did, and here we are. And our only problem is 60 seconds now feels more like 30.
goes too fast. Looking at you, looking out the window right now. Those eyes, that dress, that smile, that laugh. If I could hit pause, I would somehow, but it don't work like that. 60 seconds now feels more like 30. Tick-tock won't stop and round it goes. Sand through the glass, sure falls in a hurry. And all you keep trying to do is slow it down. Soak it in, keep trying to make the good times last as long as you can, but you can't. Yeah, man, it goes too fast. It just goes too fast. Way too fast.
Possibly good-looking Luke Bryan with Fast, or as they say in America, Fast. And he is the International Male Artist of 2017 in the Music for a New Generation Awards. Next up, we have the Australian Male Artist. Here is a reminder of the nominees.
Australian Male Artist, Drew McAllister.
Better times and better days, will they surely come in your way?
Matt Cornell.
Cinderella, slip her back on, it's only midnight.
Josh Setterfield.
Lighting up my heart, and I was feeling the
Lee Kernighan.
The country proud. Whoa, that back club reunion.
Casey Barnes. Adam Brand.
Come on, bring it on, sing along. Get on your feet.
Getting on our feet indeed. MJ, we are live on Facebook. We're still live on Facebook.
Just, get
your headphones. It's very hard. I don't know how many people have tried this. It's very hard to put a pair of headphones on, you know, the over-the-ear headphones, with one hand.
Big Stu, you've got to use the official radio term. Cans.
Oh, yeah, cans.
I've got my two cans on.
Put your cans
I like two
on.
Cans because it's like symmetry in my ears.
I love it. Okay, MJ, we have the next category, and it is Australian Male Artist. You've got the envelope there?
I do. I don't have my... where's my teleprompter?
There's no teleprompter. No budget for a teleprompter.
No, we have no budget for anything, Big Stu, okay. Except homemade envelopes. Mm. Which
the other thing that's hard to do is take a piece of paper out of an envelope one-handed.
It is.
So,
I was trying
to... would you like me to hold the envelope? Oh, he's got it.
There we go. Okay. Show the camera.
Read it out, MJ. Who has won Australian?
Alrighty.
Male
Australian
artist.
Male Artist of the Year, ladies and gentlemen. You voted for the Music for a New Generation Award. Winner of a shattered CD is the legend Lee Kernighan.
In a year that sees Lee Kernighan celebrate the 25th anniversary of the seminal Outback Club album, the legend of Australian country music hasn't taken a breath, instead putting his foot flat to the floor with a new album and countrywide year-long tour. With fans young and old, Lee stays relevant by singing real stories about Australians. Instantly recognisable, infectiously positive, and with no sign of slowing down, Lee Kernighan is Australian Male Artist.
G'day everyone, this is a boy from the bush.
Dust. A meeting has been called of the Outback Club. Put the tractor in the shed, throw a chain around the gate. Tonight is the night, the levee's gonna break. And this is the Outback Club reunion. A rock solid, rough and ready crowd. And it's a handshaking, flag waving institution. They'll say you've done the country proud. Whoa,
cruel, bring you down to your knees. Put a man to the test and shatter all your dreams. This guy's in this country, it's part of the deal. It's wild and it's thirsty, but we're stubborn like steel. And this is the Outback Club reunion, a rock solid, rough and ready crowd. And it's a handshaking, flag waving institution. They'll say you've done the country proud. Up a shot, you can prime a pump, you can grow that crop, you can hold it up with fencing wire, that's okay. We're ringers, riders, croppers, truckies, diggers, riggers, fathers, mothers, sons and daughters of this southern land. Sing it!
This is the Outback Club reunion, a rock solid, rough and ready crowd. It's a handshaking, flag-waving institution. They'll say you've done the country proud. Yeah, this is the Outback Club reunion, a rock solid, rough and ready crowd. It's a handshaking, flag-waving institution. The Bush has done this country proud.
Kernighan with Outback Club Reunion. And MJ, that was a surprise, I have to say.
Well, yes and no, Big Stu.
And no.
I guess we assume that Lee is an older artist and Planet Country listeners tend to be younger, but the thing is, he has a wide demographic of fans, right from the top to the bottom.
Yeah, you're right. And he does stay relevant musically as well. And I think the Wolf Brothers playing with him has kept him young in a sense. I think it's great that he's won. I know it was a very close fight, though.
It was, and pretty much everyone at some point led. And towards
That's like, amazing.
Seriously, I sent the, we get the results back from Google as a pie chart.
Mm.
And I sent this pie chart to a couple of people and I said, who do you think won? They didn't know what the, which
no,
segment.
It was just the segment percentages. Yeah.
Basically, it looked perfectly even. Like, seriously, like Christmas time, everyone's cutting the pavlova. No one's going to get it even. This was so close. And don't forget, just a reminder as well.
We had half a strawberry more than everyone else.
Exactly. Speaking of close, the Planet Country voted categories coming up a little bit later.
Mm.
They're very close as well. Like, it was a nail biter on who ended up winning.
That's right.
Look, with Lee Kernighan, his sound has evolved. Mm. He's gone after the new generation whilst also giving back to his existing fan base, the ones who have been there
through all the time.
Which is
smart. It grows
and
the fan base.
I've got to say, it's deserving of a Music for a New Generation award because he has broke through and reached out to a newer audience.
Absolutely. Okay, the next category is group or duo. International, here's the nominations.
International group or duo. Low Cash.
A ring on every finger just to show the whole world that you're mine.
Brothers Osborne.
I'm only guilty of a damn good time. No, it ain't my fault.
Dan and Shay. Florida Georgia Line.
Like Cat Daddy driving a caddy from Cali, baby, you're smooth.
Lady Antebellum.
Baby, you look good all day, all night. You look good, so fresh, so fine.
Palm Lily.
Baby, you save me just like Sunday morning.
All All right, those are the nominees. I believe we are on Snapchat Live as we speak. So here we go. This is the envelope. It is the international group or duo, and the award goes to, I have the piece of paper in my hand, Lady Antebellum. After taking the world by storm with a power ballad for the ages, the Need You Now singers, Lady Antebellum, have continued to back up with hit after hit. Even a sabbatical from recording and touring to start families and record side projects hasn't taken the shine off their golden glow. Latest release, Heartbreak, sees the trio explore new sounds without losing their melodic appeal. Staying at the forefront of country music after six albums isn't easy, but Lady A aren't ordinary. They're international group or duo winners.
Hi, this is Charles,
Hillary,
and Dave
of Lady Antebellum.
On a ball on a beach, in the water, in the sand, in the back of a bar, cold beer in your hand. Breaking hearts, breaking necks when we're rolling down the street, heads turning all day.
Lady A with You Look Good was right there. We just have one fan-voted MFang award left, and it's the always popular Australian Group or Duo of the Year. Let's check out the nominees.
Australian Group or Duo, the JCNY Band.
Don't need no DJ, we play country all night long. Just let those good times roll on, it hurting anyone.
Hurricane Fog.
You go through to the next small town and show me how we get down.
The Macklin Moms.
I tell my younger self, I say, don't wish it away.
Kaylin's Rain.
Do you wake up when I do?
Faye Lou.
Does me no good now. I'm closing this mail.
The Wolf Brothers.
When you don't get what you wish for, about what you fish for, line them up and throw them back.
Amazing talent right there, Big Stu, and different types of music as well. Mate, Who takes out the award?
Okay, I have the piece of paper, and it is the Wolf Brothers! Australia's hardest-working country band, the Wolf Brothers, continue to play a dual role as backing band for Lee Kernaghan and with their own high-energy show. At a family farm that requires attention and the boys' time is stretched thin. But it's the life they wanted when they auditioned for Australia's Got Talent, seeking an opportunity to take their music to the mainland. They did that and beyond, touring America and building their fan base with straight-ahead lyrics and guitar riffs to match. The fans have voted, and the Wolf Brothers are winners of Australian Group or Duo.
G'day folks, Tom Wolf here from the Wolf Brothers, and we want to do a really big shout out to our friends MJ and Big Stu at Planet Country Radio. Thank you for all you do for Australian country music.
5 days running on autopilot, work, eat, sleep, repeat. Counting down the minutes to Friday night just to do what we didn't get to do all week. There's a neon sign and a welcome mat, a bar in the front and a band in the back. Step inside if you might like the sound of that drum, a thump, thump, a lot. Monday's never coming. Line them up, throw them back. Life is hard, that's a fact. When you don't get what you wish for, or find what you fish for, line them up and throw them back. She's got his picture all sort of bits, laying there on the floor. And he don't know what he's about to miss, but she ain't little miss, missing him no more. She's got them high heels on, got that blonde hair bleached, a little black dress with who knows what underneath. There's a whole lot more of the fish in the sea, but tonight she's gonna play a little catch and release. Line them up, throw them back. Life is hard, that's a fact. When you don't get what you wish for, or find what you fish for, line them up. When you don't get what you wish for, or find what you fish for, line them up. Line them up, throw them back. Life is hard, that's a fact. When you don't get what you wish for, or find what you fish for, line them up and throw them back.
Brothers, tell you what, throw that that trophy back and enjoy a cold one on us, guys, because congratulations, right. The public has voted for you.
That concludes the Fan Voted Awards. Congratulations to all the winners and also to the fans, and thank you so much for voting for your favourites throughout the last month. It was fantastic. I know there were a lot more votes than last year.
We surpassed last year's vote numbers, which was incredible. Thanks to all the artists that got involved and shared. It was for your benefit, but it also was just helped us get the awards out there. Up next are the Planet Country Team Voted Awards.
The Auto DJ 5000 Model F is going to tell us the first winner.
The 2017 MFang Award for Media Impact goes to Casey Barnes.
Casey Barnes, congratulations, mate. Media impact. Basically, you're on TV, you're on the AFL 360.
Twice.
That's right, you've been performing the professional bull riding, which is incredible.
That's right.
You've been getting some exposure in America. It's just, and the main thing is you've worked with us, along with other media outlets in our great industry, to help promote you and the genre of country music, and you're going beyond country, which is what we love. So we wanted to give you an award just for the tireless effort you do to help media and you promote country.
G'day, this is Casey Barnes, and you're listening to Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ.
Every night I'm away, I think about you all the time. Every place looks the same, you're the only thing that's on my mind. They try to creep in, ask if I'm alone. I just want you to know that you're my good thing, not a good thing, baby. You're some kind of amazing, 'cause you keep me coming back, keep me coming back. All my love I'll be saving, 'cause you keep me coming back, keep me coming back, girl.
The second award.
The 2017 MFang Award for Industry Impact goes to Josh Setterfield.
That's
Josh,
right. Josh Setterfield J-Dog. Has come from the punk background into country music. I remember talking with him in the early days, and he said, I don't really know how I'm going to be accepted. Wow, he has actually made a home in country. Artists are wanting to co-write with him. Artists are wanting him to produce their music. Just fantastic.
It's amazing. He, at Tamworth, I remember looking at this guy and we're like, this guy is focused. He wants to get there. He wants to make it. He was learning from Timothy. He wasn't just there to party. It was a business trip for him. Mm. And, mate, I know you're listening in. We've been talking off air. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for supporting us. And, mate, it's an incredible debut in the industry, and we can't wait to see what the future brings to you.
Yes.
We are out of time, Pixie.
Yes, let's finish with the Josh's song, Feeling Love. Thanks for joining us on the awards.
What's up? This is Josh Setterfield. You're listening to Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ.
Well, I've got this pretty girl in my sight.
about the game she's playing. I know what I'm feeling right here tonight. And I know that sitting in the dim lit lights, feeling like you should be by my side, is making my heart come alive. Cause she was all sitting right there in a t-shirt, and she was making those eyes being a flirt. And I know there ain't anywhere that I would rather be than here tonight. She was swinging that long brown hair, feeling like time stood still, feeling like every girl I knew couldn't compare to you, feeling like every smile was shining like neon lights through the dark, lighting up my heart. And I was feeling love. Tell me what I gotta do to get that smile up against mine. I'm praying right here, right now, I'm doing it right. So take another full shot of that whiskey, confident with a touch of tipsy holder, cause this night ain't close to over. She was swinging that long brown hair, feeling like time stood still, feeling like every girl couldn't compare to you, feeling like every smile shining like neon lights through the dark, lighting up my heart. Feeling like time stood still, feeling like every girl I knew couldn't compare to you, feeling like every smile was shining like neon lights through the dark, and lighting up my heart. And I was feeling love. I was feeling love.